From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. New security procedures have been implemented at airports in Britain after the US government said it's worried about threats to aviation security. Travellers to the US are being warned by the British authorities to have their battery-powered devices available for separate inspection before boarding non-stop flights to America. Security expert Tim Williams says the US government is worried that ISIS militants operating in Iraq and Syria might turn to terrorism in a bid to demonstrate their growing influence.
ISIS split from Al-Qaeda in January, and there is a concern that as it tries to announce its presence on the world stage, that it might seek to target the West.
Meanwhile, in Uganda, the US embassy warned of a plan to conduct a terrorist operation at Entebbe Airport near Kampala. FSN's Isabel Nakiria reports from our bureau there on the reaction of the Ugandan authorities.
Military and anti-terror police are patrolling the centre of Kampala after the publication of the terror threat. The country's civil aviation authority says security has been beefed up at Entebbe International Airport, but says travellers should not expect any delays. Ugandans have been subjected to searches on the streets of Kampala today.
US intelligence officials are debating whether Iraqi insurgents are preparing a major assault on the capital, Baghdad. From FSN's Washington Bureau, Daniel Wrenches reports.
One US intelligence official speaking to Reuters says there's evidence that the Iraqi insurgent group ISIS is preparing forces to attack Baghdad, utilizing the chaos caused by coordinated suicide attacks. Iraqi officials say there are multiple sleeper cells preparing for the advance. But here in Washington, some analysts doubt the logic of a large-scale assault on the capital, which they believe would overextend the Sunni extremist forces.
Israel is sending military reinforcements to the Gaza Strip as tensions mount following the murders of four teenagers. The funeral of 17-year-old Mohammed Abu Qader was delayed so a post-mortem examination could be conducted. Pressure is mounting on the British government to launch an independent inquiry into allegations that a paedophile ring was operating in the British Parliament in the 1970s and 80s. The opposition Labour Party is now calling on Prime Minister David Cameron to authorise the inquiry after a retired government minister said he doesn't know what happened to a dossier from the 1980s detailing the ring's activities. Lord Paddy Ashdown, the former leader of Britain's Liberal Democrats, says it's too early to launch a government probe.
The police are now inquiring into this, and I think you need to leave it to them. If you have a further inquiry at this stage, I think you simply get in their way. I'm not saying that once they have done their inquiry and reached their conclusions, there may not be a case for this, but there isn't one now.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose above the 17,000-point benchmark following the publication of strong monthly job figures in the US. The Labour Department data showed 288,000 jobs were created last month. From FSN's business desk in New York, Nick Harper reports.
Wall Street was very happy with the jobs figures. The Dow, S&P and Nasdaq all up at the opening bell. In particular, the Dow Jones rose above the 17,000-point mark for the first time in its history. It comes after the news that the US economy added 288,000 jobs in June and unemployment fell to 6.1%, its lowest level since September 2008. The Dow, S&P and Nasdaq have all hit record closes this week, and with Wall Street closed on Friday for Independence Day, this could be a strong close to the trading week.
Russia has vetoed the filming of the popular online television drama House of Cards inside the UN Security Council chamber. It's understood that producers approached the UN about filming for an upcoming series, but Russia blocked it. From FSN's Moscow Bureau, Natalie Powell reports.
According to reports, Russia's reason for blocking filming access was so the chamber could be kept free at all times in case it was needed for emergency talks at short notice. Filming of the popular US drama, which stars Kevin Spacey, at the UN Security Council chamber had allegedly been recommended by UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon's office. Foreign Policy magazine cites it was thought the out-of-hours filming would raise public awareness about the UN. It's also thought that China had been concerned about the filming, but would have granted access following script approval. It's understood that House of Cards episodes may still be filmed in other sections of the UN's headquarters.
You can find us online at featurestory.com and on Twitter at featurestory. And that is the latest Feature Story news. Simon Marks reporting.